Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B, Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today I am on the road at the Bergen County Horse Rescue. This is right up the road where I grew up fishing, and I've driven past this farm 800,000 times in my life, only stopped here once, and recently I stopped and I met the president of the Bergen County Horse Rescue, Aaron Janos. And Aaron, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great. I'm so excited to be here. I got a tour of the farm with you. So tell me a little bit about the farm, Aaron.
So the farm, my story and the farm date back to when I was a kid. I was 14 years old and I had just bought my first horse. And this is where I came up to the farm and I boarded him here. So I grew up my childhood years with this attachment to this place. I spent my days out riding my horse in the woods in the back through the mountains, and it was just this spiritual place, and I just had this connection that has never left. I ended up getting away from horses for a couple of years after I lost my first horse, and then that bug never goes away. You can't lose the horse thing once you have it. So a couple years later, I came back up to the farm, and I fell in love with two horses that were here, Bailey and Patches, and they had been abandoned on their property, on this property, from their previous owners, and I ended up taking over the expenses for Bailey and Patches, and then we were a boarding facility at that time. So, but what happened was a lot of people started walking away from the responsibilities of being a horse owner, and they left their horses behind with us. So between myself and the person that owns the land, we decided that we weren't gonna get rid of these horses. These horses were not disposable. So that's where the idea of the rescue started. And it was, goes back 15 years. And that's unofficially 15 years, and now the last 2.5 years, we are an official 501c3, and now we are Bergen County Horse Rescue, and our mission is just to keep saving these horses and rehabilitating them and in hopes to adopt them out one day.
That is a cool thing, you know, Aaron, and again, I mentioned that, you know, I've driven past this place and sort of the picture in my mind. But I got to walk through a piece of history with you today because you gave me a tour of the farm and all the buildings. Tell me about this, because it really is a cool place.
It really is. It's a cool place. There's so much historic stuff that's happened here. There's kind of a, you can walk onto the property and you could see that there was a life that's been going on here for years and years and years. So it dates back to the early 1800s, and it was owned by a family called Havermeyer. And back then, it was probably about 1,000 acres that they had. Over the course of the years, the Havermeyers sold off land. They had a cattle farm. I believe it was Black Angus farm then. And then it got handed down to the Birch family. They also had cows here as well. All of our structures here still are the original 1800 barns. We have a very unique building called the Ice House, which is has the old refrigerators in it, which is, you know, dates back to the early 1800s, where that's where they had to keep their, you know, their milk and their dairy products.
And if I could interject, because the river's right behind you, so you were saying, and the cool thing is they were able to cut out pieces of ice from the river,
yes,
bring them into the ice
house. Yep, they would cut out pieces of ice from the river and stick it back into the cold box in the back of the building, which is still all there, and that's how they kept everything cold. So there's, you walk around and you can feel like the historic factor here. And as a kid, behind us is the Rampo River, and behind the river there used to be a huge cornfield. And so my memories go back to when I was a kid and I'd be riding through this cornfield to cut up through the mountain. Now when you go back there, it's actually green acres. So I have these beautiful lakes, and you still, the lakes are, you know, right next to the mountain. The mountain's behind the lakes, and it's just a, it's beautiful.
Scenic would be there. Yeah, you're
scenic.
Wait. Beautiful and scenic, they both work because we took a walk back there and it's really, really pretty.
Yeah, you'd have no idea that you're in Bergen County, New Jersey.
So here's my question, and you mentioned about the horse rescue. How many horses are on the property currently?
We have 24 horses. That includes 3 mini horses and a mule. So in total, it's 24.
Cool. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, how many volunteers are working here?
The volunteers, we have like ebbs and flows of volunteers. I would say in total we have about 20 that come in and out. You know, some come on very specific days. Some actually have regular jobs and then come and volunteer with us on the weekends. We also have a lot of people that are retired that will spend a lot of their days here. So yeah, I'm going to go with probably about 20.
And I'm guessing that they come from this great variety of backgrounds to come here.
It's funny because most of the volunteers that I do get will come up to me and ask me, you know, how do I volunteer? I've never worked with horses or been around horses, but I love animals and it's always been a dream to kind of be around them and learn about them. And people think that I'm going to turn them away because they don't have horse experience. But that's not the case because there's so many things that need to be done with even fixing fences and painting. And so there's so many areas where people can actually volunteer their services even if they don't have horse experience. But then by doing that, they will get to know and get to learn more about horses. So it's funny because that's like I would say 90% of the people that come to me don't have horse experience when they come in.
And it's funny, my good friend Coach Gorski, big-time football coach, says what you get reps at is what you get good at. Uh-huh. And these people are coming here with no reps and getting reps and reps. Uh-huh. And as it grows, and then that bond between them and the horse, and again, you know, that's obviously going to grow. And do you ever take any other organizations in, like scouts or anything?
We do, actually. What kind of naturally transitioned was the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. We started doing tours of the property. And a lot of the Girl Scouts were reaching out to bring their troops out here. So we kind of built on that, and it's evolved into now we have Eagle Scouts that are going to come out and do their big project that they have to do to get their Eagle Scout status. And it's tied in the community with us as well. So it's really, really been good. And again, it was a natural transition. It wasn't anything that we like reached out for. It just sort of happens, and I think that's usually the best way for things to happen is just naturally.
And while we were strolling, you said something that one day the mayor actually came out to do a little work on the farm as well.
Yeah, we had kind of a call to help on social media because we were trying to rescue a horse and it was an emergent situation, but we needed a quarantine section to be built. And it was Thanksgiving and we had a lot of people from Ridgewood, and the mayor of Ridgewood came out and they rebuilt on Thanksgiving, and they rebuilt this whole area so we can save this horse. And he was kind of our Thanksgiving horse that we brought in. And so yeah, it's a pretty cool story.
That's a great story. Now, if there is somebody out there who wants to get involved, how do they get involved with volunteering with you?
You can link to our website, and we usually have information. We do have information about volunteering and the process that you have to go to volunteer. We have a volunteer application and waiver. And again, people shouldn't feel intimidated that if they don't know anything about horses, or even if they do know something about horses. We have many spots available, and there's never a shortage of work, that's for sure.
Now, and I know when I ask this question, I sort of already know the answer. What is your typical day like here on the farm?
Yeah, there really isn't like your typical day. I mean, there's a couple of things that you could count on every day. You know you're going to be feeding the horses twice a day, and you know they're going to be getting hay twice a day. And everything else in the middle could be the horses broke out, and now we're redoing fence boards and posts and doing all of that. You never know. You never know, and that's kind of what the story is when you're dealing with 24 horses, goats and chickens and everything else, and people. So you really never know what's going to occur, but the two things that you could count on is the feed twice a day, hay twice a day.
It's 24 horses 24/7, so like
yes.
That does
oh
not...
there's been the times where I've gotten a call at 3 o'clock in the morning that one of the horses were in my neighbor's backyard. So you never know. So there I am walking out at 3 o'clock in the morning to get my horse back together and bring him back home. So yeah, you never know. 24 hours, 24/7.
And you shared a story which I thought was a cool one, in a sense where you know all the horses by their sounds. And one night you heard another horse, and a horse was dropped off here in the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of a unbelievable story. I came to feed. This is before I actually lived on the farm, but I came to feed one morning, and I could hear a horse whinnying. And I was like, that's so strange. Like, I don't recognize that whinny, because you do. You learn. They each have a very, it's like somebody's voice. They have, like, a very specific sound. So I kind of looked around and walked around, pinpointed where it was coming from, and I found this horse, this big giant horse, tucked in one of my stalls in the back. And I'm like, well, I have no idea where you came from, but what am I gonna do? I'm gonna feed you and give you water and try to find out the rest of the story. So and she's still with us today. Her name is Luna, and she's big old mare, and she's beautiful, and yeah, so she's still with us.
And it's neat because you have and I could already see this as we walked in, you have a personal connection with every horse that's here, and a story about every horse. It's like you have that personal, which I think is so cool. It's like, but again, the compliment to you, that's why you are who you are, because
you
have all those stories. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for dogs. 6 natural great flavors. Go to barkerstownbrew.com. So, and that's okay. We have things going on all the time here. No worries on that.
You never know what's
so
going to happen.
We should have done that during the commercial break.
Yeah.
And she is going crazy to shut off her phone at this moment.
Sorry, everybody.
No worries. So now, and this is a question that my niece Gabby had. This is a question that Coach Gorski had this morning. I was with Coach early this morning. If someone recognizes they're out somewhere in the country and they recognize that there's a horse in need, what is, like, to be rescued, or they just see something is wrong, what's the process?
Really, and I know there's so many people out there, and it's a beautiful thing that people want to look out for the animals and save a horse, but you have to keep in mind that there's proper channels to go through. If you see a horse that you think is in need, I would suggest you reach out to the local animal control officer so that they can inspect, because a lot of times people will see a horse that maybe looks underweight and think that the horse isn't being fed. Or they see a horse that's standing outside in the rain and they don't see a shelter, but maybe they just can't see the shelter. Maybe the shelter is out of eyeshot. So you really never know what the scenario is. So that's why your best bet is to reach out to a professional and have them go out, and they have to inspect, and they'll check out, you know, the horse and the health, and they'll contact the local veterinarian. And then if there is a need to be a horse that needs to be rescued, the animal control officers will usually reach out to either local rescues. It's actually happened to me before, where my local animal control officer contacted me about a horse that was in need, and he was either going to be euthanized or we were going to take him. And of course, we ended up taking him. So that's your best bet, is just to go with your local organizations.
No, and that's a great thing, because now people now know the process. They see something. It's almost like to see something, say something, but they now know who to say it to. And that was sort of the question. Now, you and I are strolling, and we're talking about veterinary costs and the upkeep of this rescue center here. So if someone wants to financially support the Bergen County Horse Rescue, how can they do that?
If you go onto our website again, we're Bergen County Horse Rescue.
Is it .com, .org?
.org. You can read all about our rescue. You can see all of our horses on there. We do have a donate tab right on there. We have a GoFundMe also, and our Facebook, our website links to our Facebook and our Instagram page, so we're all out there on social media. And so I would suggest, if anybody's interested, you go in and you look at everything, and you'll see a couple of fundraisers that we've put up for two horses specifically. We have Leo's Cause and Fighting for Friendly, and you can read their stories. We also have a big event that's coming up in October, and it's going to be called Denim and Diamonds, and it's going to be a big gala, and it's kind of our first go-around at something like this. So you can also keep checking on our website for more details. The date's going to be October 4th, but if you follow our website, you'll see, like, more details to come.
See, that's great. Now people know that they can donate, or hey, maybe even get on the farm, get up close and personal with the horses and all the people that work here. And that in itself is a great thing.
Yeah.
And I mentioned to you that, Last year, I was able to go on Scussell Farm and Ann Scussell, the owner, and she was getting some from the kill sites. She was getting some of the Morgans in there, and our trainer, Karen, great gal, and Amanda, who was a teenager, were able to take a horse that was supposed to be destroyed, and Amanda rode that horse to blue ribbons. So in my mind, I come here out on the farm, and now I see it's not one horse, two horses. I see all of your horses out here, and I see the love that you have for what you do as a person. And this is just me. Hey, I'm here for a short time, but you're to be commended for all that you
Thank
do,
you.
For what you do. Erin, this is a great place.
Thank you very much.
It's a great place. You have a great love. And I just want to thank you for everything you do for horses.
Well, thank you. I will say this, though, that these horses do more for me and do more for even our volunteers. Our volunteers that come in and they want to help. What everybody kind of realizes is that the horses have helped them way more than we're giving to them. So it's, and I think that's like the beauty of it. It really is, because you get to learn all these things and all these personalities and these, and get all these connections and bonds, and it's fulfilling. It really is. So it's a dream come true.
Hey, life doesn't get better than a dream come true.
Yes.
Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.